This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Paul Johnson from Power Metal Resources. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mark.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good.
So with regards to the share price in Power Metals, it has obviously performed quite well recently. You must be quite pleased with that.
Yeah, I think we like most companies, suffered from the COVID dip, which was a little bit artificial. The market's pulled back. I've always looked at this, that we started the business in February 19 at half a pence a share and kind of assess the performance against that. And we're doing well of late. I think we've seen, you know, strong growth in interest in the stock from a wide range of new investors, which is always good to see. We're seeing some traction in the share price. And I'm just pushing as hard as I can to increase the value of the business. At a time in the markets when natural resource projects and companies, I think, are at the early valuation growth stage. I think we've got a lot of positive upside still to come in the sector.
Okay. And what about the progress to date then? How's that going?
Yeah, well, we've gone down a line of building and quite a few projects actually into the portfolio, different percentage ownerships, different structures, different commodities and different jurisdictions. And in that sense, I'm quite driven by risk management. And I wanted to have in Power Metals a good broad portfolio where we could see, first of all, a lot of operational activity in the right way and in different stages of the exploration process. So we've got some projects very early stage and we've got some that are on the cusp of drilling, which is one of the most important valuation uplift stages. And we've got a degree of inbuilt protection because we're around the world with different projects in different commodity areas. So yeah, very happy with that progress so far.
Good. Now, as well as the performance in the share price so far, there have been quite a few new investors and it looks like quite a lot of new chat and interest around POW. Could you perhaps give a high-level overview of all the projects in POW? Because I believe there are quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, quite a lot. We've got two main groups of projects. The first is precious metals. And in precious metals, we cover gold and silver, principally, with three main project areas. We have a large joint venture in Australia in the Victoria Goldfields area, where we have 11 license applications with our joint venture partner that are going through the application process at the moment, covering 1,839 square kilometres of some of the prime gold exploration territory. In Victoria, we have a project in the USA, in Arizona, called the Alamo Gold Project, that's early stage exploration. We've got a project under due diligence, which is Silver Peak project in Canada, which is a very high grade former working silver mine. So that's the gold and silver. On the base metals, strategic metals, we have three main interests at the moment with Molopo Farms Complex in Botswana, which is nickel PGM project that we are hoping to be drilling in the near term. And also the Heneti project in Tanzania that we hold in joint venture with Katoro Gold, where, again, nickel PGMs are the target. And again, near-term drilling is the focus there. And then we have the Cameroon cobalt blue cobalt nickel project that we've had for some time. And we've been looking at that from a corporate development perspective, alongside the potential for further exploration. And that's our project area is sat adjacent to the Kamuna, very large historic resource project. And then finally, we have the DRC, where in the DRC, we have the Kasinka project, which has it's a cobalt copper target project, where so far we've discovered a 6.8 kilometer copper anomaly, and that project is in mid-exploration. So, I mean, I really could go on for quite some time. We also have the Ditto Camp project which is under due diligence and is currently owned by Kavango Resources. So we have a wide range of different things, as I say, at different stages, different commodities and different jurisdictions.
So a lot of projects there, Paul. Are you active across all of them? And where do you expect to release news?
Well, we are, I would say, judging by my email inbox at the moment and all the things that are going on and the telephone calls and the meetings that happen, we're active across everything that we're involved with at the minute. News flow-wise, we've got exploration ongoing right now in Arizona. We've got the due diligence-related work at the silver projects in Canada. We've got the administration and management side work in Australia and Victoria that we will, of course, announce to market when we make progress. Big drill programs in Botswana and Tanzania coming up. You know, there is literally news across our business that will feed out to market. I'm very excited to be able to fully articulate to the market some of the things that we're doing. Want to get some of this exploration work announced to the market. Want to see drilling in the big projects in Botswana and also in Tanzania, and really just bring the market up to speed as much as I can with what's happening.
Okay, well, Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Mark. Good to speak.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.